get up close and personal with fascinating guests. All that and so much more, right here on The Evening Show. TBS EFM.
These days, it is not difficult to get recommendations about places to go, things to see, places to eat. But if you're looking for a good book to read, especially if it's a Korean book, it's not that easy finding information, especially in English. So in tonight's Page Turner, we are going to talk a little bit about Korean literature and give some recommendations of books and authors who have been translated to English that you might be interested in reading. And for that conversation, we're joined in the studio now by Charles Montgomery. He is a professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. He's also the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website, ktlit.com. Charles, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
So, first of all, this is a big question. Why should people, I mean, this is for maybe someone who's never read a Korean book ever. Mm-hmm. Why should people care about Korean literature?
Well, I think we heard some of this last week in the interview that we did with Bruce Fulton. I think they should be interested for the same reasons that you like any literature. It's good. I mean, there's some real quality stuff there. And I think there are some secondary reasons that, and the secondary reasons are, right now it's completely unknown. So if you can become an expert in Korean literature, relatively speaking, as a foreigner, very, very quickly. And the other thing is, it's a window on Korean culture. It's one of the best ways to really quickly come to an understanding of Korean culture. This is its blessing and this is its curse, because Western readers don't know much of Korean culture to begin. There's a little bit of a struggle maybe when you start, and that's why tonight, when I recommend things to read for foreigners, non-Koreans that is, I'm going to recommend the things that make it easier for non-Koreans to get into the literature, then into the culture, and after that, all the doors are open.
Yeah, the world is your oyster, I guess.
Exactly.
All right, so, you know, for people who aren't familiar with Korean literature, you know, newbies, what are some things that people should be looking for?
Well, there are a couple of really simple things to look for, and I'll start with the things that I think are difficult at the outset for foreign readers, and that is that partly because Korean history is so poorly known, some of the more Korean-specific fiction, I'm thinking particular Pundan Moonhak-type stuff and colonial-type stuff, is kind of difficult for Westerners to access. It's fine if you like it or understand it, and as you read the literature, you will come to like it and understand it. But I would warn people away from that initially. Also, it tends to be a little bit depressing if you don't know the reasons for it. And the second thing I would say is stay away from what I would call classical library books, things that were published primarily to push culture. So that sounds like a downside, but it leaves a tremendous upside, and that is that modern writing and the writing that doesn't focus very, very, very tightly on Korean culture is just outstanding. And some of the women writers in Korea have an amazing ability to take these same things that I just said are difficult and place them in the context of a family story and make them immediately and completely understandable.
Now, people might want to get their pens out for this next part. You have some recommendations.
I would say you do not have to get your pens out, because I have already posted all of these recommendations on the KTLit website.
Okay.
So you can listen and then go to KTLit if you are interested.
So what are some of the recommendations you have?
Well, I would start with short stories, because they're the easiest way to get into a culture. You don't have to make a tremendous investment. And probably Land of Exile remains the standard. It is in its second publishing, and in this second publishing, it has stories up through 2000, and it's excellently translated. One of the really key items if you're going to read Korean literature is to find good translations, because bad translations will send you screaming away from a book. It's well translated. The stories are short, and they basically, if you follow them, you are sort of following the history of Korea at the same time you are following Korean literature, and all the authors are just outstanding. The Last of Hanako is in it, Boozer is in it, a lot of classic Korean stories, but they're short, and it takes you through the evolution of Korean literature. It's also, I should say, that Bruce Fulton has also translated modern Korean fiction and anthology, and those are the short stories. That's where I'd start in the short stories.
Okay, and let's move on to novellas now. What do you have in mind there?
Well, if you're in Korea particularly, there's a really, truly great set of works called the Portable Library of Korean Literature. And this was a collaboration between Jimundong Publishing and the KLTI, the Korean Literature Translation Institute. And these are 25 or 26 books chosen for a variety of reasons. They're short. They either contain a novella or three short stories. And again, they give you a really, really great range of kinds of things to read about, and it's sort of like taxis in Seoul. If you don't like the one that's in front of you, there will be another one in front of you in 3 minutes, and you can just hop into that one and enjoy it. And it goes from the very, very old modern literature, if that sounds right, colonial stuff, The Wings by Yi Song, all the way up to some of the most modern stuff, and it touches on the way industrialization, the role of women in the culture, all kinds of great stuff. Two that I would mention, particularly if you want to come into Korean literature from a very Western perspective, that is to listen to the forms and stories you're used to, are Deep Blue Night by Choi In-ho, which is a great story set in California of two Koreans. The Other Side of Dark Remembrance. Of course, I also love Photoshop Murder because I love Kim Jong-ha. But any of these are good, and you can find these in Korea at most major bookstores.
All right, and so speaking of Kim Jong-ha, let's talk about books. I know that he's one of your favorite authors here in Korea.
Yeah, I will, because I'll probably say lots of nice things about him in other places. I'll go elide him today. I'll say that it's two long novels that I would really recommend. And one is Chose Hui's The Dwarf, which is the story of a dwarf's family and their struggles to survive industrialization and urbanization in an imaginary place, in an imaginary city, but which is quite clearly Seoul. And it is just a very, very touching story of a family coming apart. It was also wildly popular in Korea. It has been reprinted, or parts of it have been reprinted in Korea 245 times. So it's a great story in that it's Western enough to read, but it also really, truly reflects something important about the Korean development, The Miracle on the Han.
And other writers as far as novels are concerned?
Well, going back a few generations, not a few generations, a few decades, if you are interested in the early modern period, I would recommend Yong Sang-sop's Three Generations, which is it's very long. I don't have it with me, but I think it may be 500 or 600 pages. But it's a really complicated, almost, you could say soap opera, but very well written, and with characters who you can immediately recognize and characters who change over the course of the three generations. So it's not just some sort of shadow or puppet play. Instead, you get this story of a family attempting to deal with what the Japanese colonialism is doing to Korea.
All right, we have time for one more recommendation.
Okay, one more recommendation. I will just say go by author, because there are some authors who have had a couple of good things published. If you find Lee Mun-yeol, Park Won-seo, Kim Yong-ha, or Choi Yun, you cannot lose. And anything translated by Kim Chi-young, Bruce and Jan Fulton, or Peter Lee is likely to be very good.
All right. And you can find a list of those authors and books that Charles mentioned on your website, ktlit.com.
You can.
All right. Thanks a lot, Charles.
My pleasure.
That was Charles Montgomery. He's a professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. He's also the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website, ktlit.com. Go there to see the list of all the books and authors Charles just mentioned.